Public health officials point to recent reports that found the number of calls to poison control centers about e-cigarettes more than doubled last year. A report from the American Association of Poison Control Centers found children younger than age 6 were typically the victims in over half the cases. The rise in calls has the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids requesting the FDA to finalize its proposed rule to regulate the products. Campaign spokesman Vince Wilmore says the agency also needs to crack down on companies' marketing and flavors such as gummy bear and bubble gum.
Given how they're being marketed and given these sweet flavors, it's not surprising that more kids are using e-cigarettes and that they're attracted to nicotine liquids and being poisoned by them.
Last week, State Senator Mark Leno introduced a bill that would prohibit vaping e-cigarettes in bars, restaurants, hospitals, and other workplaces. U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer recently sent a letter to the Bay Area Rapid Transit Board of Directors thanking them for their efforts to prohibit the use of e-cigarettes on BART trains and at stations. Though intended for adults, Wilmore, with the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, says colors and packaging of e-cigarettes appeal to children. He says there are numerous risk factors associated with nicotine.
Nicotine is a very toxic substance, and that exposure to even small amounts of nicotine, whether through the skin or through ingestion, can cause vomiting and seizures, and unfortunately, it can even be lethal.
A one-year-old child in New York died in December after swallowing liquid nicotine. Wilmore says the FDA should require childproof packaging, and adults need to keep the devices and supplies out of sight and out of reach of children. Matt Gillum, KVCR News.